So after these unsupervised events started happening, and to me, the fact that we're already dealing with these problems before rezoning shows that the property owner has not demonstrated the ability to properly manage this type of establishment. If they can't manage their rental property responsibly under residential zoning, why would we trust them with more freedom under NR1? Our roads weren't designed to accommodate the high traffic lodging. Guest park on both sides of the road creates a hazard for residents, pedestrians, emergency responders. Also, law enforcement. We live in a rural area, is already stretched thin. A nightly rental of this size significantly increases the likelihood of DUIs, noise complaints, other disturbances. So more frequent police intervention. Beyond those immediate disruptions, rezoning will lower property values. We moved out there to rural areas like this because we value our peace, privacy, and safety. Home buyers don't want to purchase property next to a home that functions as transient rental business rather than a stable residence. If this request is approved, what's stopping them from pushing the limits even further? Hosting larger events, adding more rental units, increasing guest capacity. I understand that property owners have rights, but those rights should not come at the expense of the neighbor's safety, property values, and quality of life. If the owner wishes to operate a high occupancy vacation rental, there are already designated commercially zoned areas where that business model belongs. For these reasons, I strongly urge the commission to deny this rezoning request in the interest of preserving our community's character, property values, safety, and overall quality of life. Thank you.
Thank you. You almost hit it exactly. Do we have one over here? One more?
So, my name is Brad Youngblood. I live off 395 Denver Road, which is just down the road from this property. You all know me. I actually advocate for property rights of vacation rental owners, but I advocate for responsible vacation owners. So, we've been there since 09 ourselves, and since this has become a vacation rental, like most had said, the trash is ungodly. I had actually called over a year ago when they were trying to sell the property. I had to go through the realtor just to be able to get to the owner about the trash, because what happens is she's got two cans there and the trash is just overflowing. It is so bad. And, you know, it's always when you're in this position, they always say, well, I'll get a roll-off dumpster if that will help. Well, it's been over a year and a half of complaints and things like that, because it's a nightmare for the trash. And then not to mention, and it has, when you are set up with Evolve, it means you're an owner that has basically just a set it and forget it scenario. Because we own vacation rental. We own property management company. If this was Beth Hammond sitting up here, I would be on her side advocating for her, because I know what kind of property manager owner she is. But this property is unattended to. It's basically set up like a party house. I've been to this property. I actually went there for a co-owner's property as well. So I know the speakers that are going. And it is a party house, hands down. And when you don't have ownership of your property, these are the things that happen. Then you've got all the neighbors, you know, on not backing you. You've got the neighbors complaining. And I think that's what's happened here. There's no personal touch. There's no accountability. There's nobody that is basically handling the events and the parties that are coming through. It's just, you know, if you've got a buck and you're able to rent the property, you're welcome. So I think that's what we've seen on this property, and that's why I think there's such a big issue with it as today as we're all sitting here. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we got one more in the back, and we'll be wrapping her up.
So my name is Todd Gertson. My wife and I live at 1400 Airport Road, which is said over here, I agree with. One thing that hasn't been brought up is Watson Road. If you could, I don't know if you can find Watson Road on here. Right here. That is a narrow road. And I can bet you every one of them will say they've almost been hit on this road.
Yep.
And it's a direct route to that house. I mean, yes, they can go other ways, but the direct route is Watson Road to Airport Road. And that's very dangerous. So, that's what I have to say.
Right. Appreciate you bringing that up. Ma'am, you want to come back up?
Sure. So, just to direct the neighbors, I wish I would have known a lot about this because I have only gotten one call from the guy that did call my real estate agent, and she went over there and picked it up immediately. I was not in town then. I was visiting grandchildren. And I was gone for about a year visiting and living in San Antonio with some problems with my children and taking custody of my grandchildren. The neighbor to the right of me, I will address that issue. There was a time that I was gone visiting the grandchildren, like she said, and it was locked out, and they did go up and open up the house, and I appreciated that. And there's a lot of times that I let her use extra the property and stuff too, so I thought we were pretty good neighbors. I did give all three neighbors my phone number. I had only the one other issue, so I'm a little shocked that they said, and I will address it, and I will look into it with the Sheriff's Department, that there was multiple calls on this, because the two times, the one time that the Sheriff did call about the trash, they have my phone number right away, and they called me. And I actually went out there and met with him. He had just left right before I got there. My cleaner was there. She met with him. We got all the trash picked up. It was raining, and like I said, the trash was dragged out, they said, by animals. I'm not for sure if that happened. I'm pretty shocked that everybody has said that all the trash has been an incident three times that I know of out of 3.5 years. That's even going to happen if I was living there and trash was dragged out by the animals. But on the other case, with people walking, I live way up on top of a mountain, and I have 7 cameras at my house that rings off. There's constantly that I'm with Vivint, and there are 7 cameras on the property that, I look at the property constantly to see if people are being loud and stuff. I do rent to churches. So not only people, this property works, rents for $1,000 at night in June and July, and I average $400 on the weekends. So it isn't just the flyby people that can afford to do drugs and drinking. I've never had but 2 turn-ins in 4 years for Evolve of people messing up my house, and it was just one time something broken in the refrigerator and another leg on a table that had gotten broken off the kids' table in the kids' room. And I do put in there for the guest. I never put no 24 guests. It's posted on the windows as per the fire department. I have to put postings and let them know as soon as they walk in and walk out. And but I'm considerate of my neighbors for sure. I would love to know all of this, and everybody can take my number after this. Anytime there's a problem, I would immediately evict the people. I would not want them to tear up my home that I put almost $800,000 in it to tear up my home. So I haven't had those issues. I have taken the few times I have picked up the trash, I have taken videos and pictures of them. And now I do have one neighbor that's next door But when the trash was in, it was in my yard. It was not in his yard. I did video it. That was when the police came out. But usually the police will call you, so I will look into the sheriff's department on that and see what's going on. I would never want them to feel threatened or anything, and I would have immediately called the police and had them evicted, or the police should be called back out there and have them arrested if they're threatening in any manner. That should be anywheres in the United States. The walking, it's a pretty far way down to up on the mountain all the way down. For them to get drunk and go down, it'd be pretty hard to walk the gravel road down there. But, I mean, they can. I'm not saying anybody's lying or anything that's going on. It just, I'm shocked at all these accusations. So I would just like to address it and make sure that we solve the problem, because I'm not that one that just wants my property tore up from anybody. I put way too much money in it. And then I think there was a couple, the drugs and the sets and stuff like that. Yeah, the police should be called, and they should be arrested for any of that stuff too. And then they'd be evicted. If there was police that went out there, I'm sure they would have checked into all of that stuff if it was called on that. The wedding was a private person. It was a friend of mine that had gotten married on my property. She did not rent the home. And I did not know that you couldn't have the weddings and stuff at that time. It was on that Tuesday. I was there at the place. Everybody had left except her parents, which her mother is alderman here for the city. And the police did get called out, and the noise was not loud or anything. I'm sure that's on body cam. And they were kind of shocked that anyone called, because there was only four people after the 10 o'clock p.m. But rules should still apply to anybody, even if they're renting, even if it's a monthly rental, even if it's me there, or if it's the neighbors or anybody. They should be called immediately, and the police should do what they need to do. But I definitely want to apologize to everybody, because I didn't know any of this would go on. And if it does, I'd like to have everybody have my number, and I will definitely take care of it. I don't care if I have to drive over there in the middle of the night and evict them and call Evolve or Airbnb or VRBO or whoever is renting. But I do have, I even have a police officer out of Kansas City that rents it for under for kids that do their programs and come out there. I have churches that rent it. I have families that have their grandparents and everybody else for their family reunions and things like that. So this is not exactly like whoever has the money can rent anything, because I do ask specific questions when they have to ask me to rent it, and I have to go in and approve it. So.
Okay. Can you put up the zoning map, Cody? So if you look at it, the county spent quite a bit of time mapping all of Taney County, and really the ask was to keep similar zoning in similar areas. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's all RR1. What you're asking for us to consider recommending to the Taney County to take that one section of property and make it NR1, which for you, for a minor subdivision, would be four additional buildings, but at some point they could try to go to a major subdivision, right?
And she build one more, yes, it'd be a major.
And then would require wastewater treatment upgrades and all that. That could be additional units and all that.
Yeah, I was never interested.
You could add more units, yeah, and DNR would be required for that wastewater.
So, again, we've had nightly rental discussions here for as long as I've been here. I live out at Buffalo Ridge. I don't know if y'all know, but like I've lived through that we were up to 24 nightly rentals at one point. So I think we've seen and heard it all. As far as the number of specific complaints on one rental, this might actually take the cake from my memory of the most complaints. So